Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we are here talking about your financial freedom, your financial destiny. It's all about having the right map to get you where you want to go. 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 36% are dead. So we know that the business model that the average person, and we call it, we call it the employee's mentality. And what it is it's a business model where people believe that what you do is you go through your life with only one source of income, your job. And the way to make more money is to get either a better paying job or to climb the corporate ladder or wait for people to die ahead of you so you can move up. And that's their whole business model. And they try to scrimp and save some imaginary number so that when they retire, they have enough money to live on till they die. And they try to predict how long they're going to live. They crystal ball it because there's no way to predict that. So it's obviously a crystal ball tactic. They try to predict what their medical costs will be, predict what their travel costs will be, predict when they're going to die, just all this crystal ball garbage. And it leads to this mind-numbing fact. When most people retire, they begin praying to their God, please let me die before I run out of money. We're not doing that. What this show is about a second stream of income. You have your job income, but we talk about a second stream of income, the passive or semi-passive income streams. We generate these additional income streams by buying income producing assets, real estate. We buy groups of single family houses or small apartment complexes. And I always target the number $8,000 a month. Why? Because the average American's bills are $4,000 a month. That's a couple of car notes, a house note, toothbrush, toothpaste, tuna, garbage, gas, electric, all your bills. It's about $4,000 a month for the average family. If you've got $8,000 a month passive income, that gives you $4,000 a month for fun, for romance, for travel, for saving, for whatever you want to do with it. And some people have emailed me, I mentioned this on the 9 o'clock show, and said they don't need that much. But I've also had people email me saying they need more than that. So I think eight is somewhere in the middle. And so that's the number that I use to get $8,000 a month passive income. Go out over the next 5 years, maybe it takes you 7 years, and buy 20 single family houses, or go buy yourself a 40 or 50 unit apartment complex. And now you got $8,000 a month coming in, either semi-passive, meaning if you run your houses, that's going to take you about 5 hours a month. I consider that $8,000 for 5 hours work, that's pretty semi-passive. Or if you buy the apartment and you got an apartment manager and an apartment maintenance person, you do very little, maybe even less than 5 hours a month, that's passive. Or if you do like I do and you invest in other people's deals where they do all the work, that's 100% passive. So that's what we're doing. It all comes from the map of financially, life is supposed to be a two-pronged attack. In other words, what most people do when they draw their wheel of life, they put wealth and job literally in the same, on the same spoke of the wheel. It's not the same spoke. Your job is not your wealth. That's a completely separate spoke on the wheel. So you've got a spoke of family, you got a spoke of fitness, health and fitness, you got a spoke of charity and spirituality, you got a spoke of employment, and you got a spoke of wealth, and that's your passive income. And the problem is, for 95% of Americans, they have no passive income. So when they retire, they have to live off of their savings and that little pittance they call Social Security. And they have horrible, horrible retirements. I consult a lot of people, have mentored a lot of people. I see it. I see what my parents went through in retirement. It was awful, just awful. And the golden years are a lie based on the map that they're giving you. Well, our map is different. And as a result, our people are retiring, again, with that simple goal of $8,000 a month. They retire, they got $8,000 a month coming in, whether they live 10 years in retirement, 20 years in retirement, 50 years in retirement. Doesn't matter, because it comes in every single month, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. That's financial freedom, and that's what this show is about. Now, if you've got questions about how to do that, it's time to call. Give me a call at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or you're welcome to email me, and I'll answer the question live on the air. It's asksteve@luinc.com. asksteve@luinc.com. So what I want to discuss today is based on a funny story, because sometimes the map can be right in front of you, like it is right now. I've just given you the map. But we actually had a person come up, and he was irate, apparently. And he went to the office, and he grabbed one of the top mentors, John Ridgway, and goes, "John, every day you guys talk about having the right map. I've looked all over the website. I can't find it." And of course, John said, "Sir, the map is not on the website. The map is in our two-day class. Have you taken the two-day class?" And I don't know whether he had or hadn't, but he definitely needs to retake it if he has taken it and he didn't realize that the map is in the two-day class. So what I want to do today is a review for longtime listeners, but we get a huge number of new listeners every week, and I haven't done this in months, but we're going to talk about why it's so important to have what I will at first call the right map. You have to have the right map. One of our advertisements states, ask any member and mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they'll tell you. It's not how long you work. It's not how hard you work. It's whether you're on the right map to begin with, whether you have the correct business model or not. And yes, your family is a business. It's got income. It's got expenses. And it's supposed to, doggone it, run at a profit. But people don't look at their lives as a business, and therefore they fail. So to deal with, the first thing I want to do is deal with the word right, having the right map. And the reason I like to deal with it is because the word right can be a very ego-based word. I'm right, you're wrong, this, that, and the other. And what Stephen Covey warns in the book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, is you have to be very cautious of anything that's ego-based, because your ego does not care if you get out of life what you want. Your ego simply wants to appear to other people as if you've gotten out of life what you want. And this refers to people that I meet on a daily, weekly, at least a weekly basis. But there's been months where I met them every single day. They'll walk into my office with $10,000 watches on. They're driving $60,000, $70,000 cars. They're in $350,000, $400,000, $500,000 homes. But if they lost their job tomorrow, they could no longer afford to pay the rent on that borrowed lifestyle. It's ego-based living. They've traded financial success for the appearance of financial success. They look good from the outside, but when they come clean with me, I find out they're living paycheck to paycheck. They have very little in savings. They have zero passive income. That's ego-based living, and you have to be cautious of that because so many people do it. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, as a rule, now there are exceptions to this rule, but as a rule, you're living an ego-based life. You're driving cars you shouldn't be driving. You got watches you shouldn't have. You're wearing clothes you shouldn't have. You're living in a house you shouldn't be living in. You're living beyond your means to impress other people. And if you got to understand, this is the vast majority of people because they're on the wrong map. So to keep the ego in check, what Covey says is that in life, and especially in money, there is no right or wrong. They're simply effective or ineffective. So let's change that word from get the right map to get an effective map. And the reason you have to have the effective map is because of that statistic I gave you. 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65 because they have an ineffective map. We'll talk more about this after the break here on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Call me with your questions at 877-711-5211. Thanks for listening.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open for your questions about anything to do with real estate investing. Don't worry about the subject matter I'm covering. Anything you need to know, locating, negotiating, maybe you got some property, don't know what the next step is, call me at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Let's go to Dallas now and talk to Linda. Linda, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if you've ever purchased a house through an auction. I just, with the prices just shooting up in the area, I saw a house listed for auction. It looks good, but then, of course, you can't see it. You can't view it before. Yeah. And they tell you you have to have, like, a cashier's check or whatever. How would you even know how much to have a check for if you're doing an auction? The whole thing is confusing to me how that would work.
Yeah, I have not ever bought them through auction. I know tons of people who do. Mm. It's not that it's not a good deal. It's just that I'm too lazy to go down there and do it. I don't like being bid. I don't like bidding against other people. There's quite a few reasons why I don't like doing it. But then there's some people who that's fun to them, you know. So there's nothing wrong with it. But the thing that kills the deal for me, if I can't get in there with my contractor and get an exact bid for what it's going to take to make it market ready, I'm not going to do the deal. Just not going to do it. I can't look. Okay. I can't guess at what the rehab is. So that's my main reason for staying away from them.
Okay. But you know people that have done it successfully and are happy with that.
Yeah, there's one of the guy put it to me this way. He said, what happens is every once in a while I get lucky. And I kind of asked him, I said, well, what do you mean by lucky? And he said, it's just a numbers game. I may go to every auction for 3 months in a row and get nothing. And then the fourth month I get two or three. So it's just a numbers game. You'll eventually hit a home run with it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your input.
You're welcome, Linda. Good luck. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I still, even with these guys that do it, when they do it, they're getting such a good deal that it doesn't matter. You know, I can rehab any house for $70,000. That's gutting it to the down. And we're talking about a 1,200 to 1,800 square foot home. I can gut it all the way to the studs, meaning all the drywall gone, everything gone, and completely rebuild the house for $70,000. So if I make the assumption that I am going to have $70,000 work and the deal still works, I'd think about doing it, if that makes sense. See, I think I said it correctly. Yeah, if, let's say it's a $300,000 house and I can get it at auction for $100,000, well, I'm going to have to put a maximum of $70,000 in it, so I'd have it for $170,000. I'll have $30,000 worth of holding costs and such, so I'd have $200,000 total in it, and I could make myself $100,000. Shoot, yeah, I'm going to do the deal. Shoot, yeah. So just make sure that you are covered, that you can handle any repair expense before you do the deal. Okay, phone lines are open at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Okay, we're talking about, again, having the right map. And I've kind of gotten us away from the word right, and we're now using the word effective map. And the reason you have to have the effective map is because so many people fail to retire, 95%. And if you look at the 5% who do retire, you can see the map clearly laid out. They all own businesses in real estate. 70% of the 5% that retire before 65 or at 65, they all own businesses in real estate, 70% of them. So there's the map. But let's look at it even further so that it makes even more sense. If you look at those statistics, what I hope is coming up in your brain is this question. Why would a nation of 350 million people all follow a path that we know doesn't work? Why are we all doing it? Well, there's many explanations out there, including mass stupidity and mass insanity. The problem is, can you look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm stupid and insane, now I'm going to go change my life? It's difficult to do, isn't it? We'll talk more after the break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Phone lines are open at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Thanks for listening.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsey has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe, and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where the phone lines are open for your questions about investing in real estate at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Okay, we're talking about having, well, I guess I better call it the ineffective map, and why do so many people have it? And there's so many books out there that claim that it's stupidity. They claim that it's mass insanity. But my argument is it's very hard to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm stupid and insane. Now go change your life. it was hard for me. So I kept reading. And finally, I came across The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. And he had the first explanation that I could apply and use in my life. And the way he explained it is he said it's this way, that what happens in life is that we all start somewhere. And for this example, let's use Texas. And that we want to get to peace, joy, love, wealth, health, happiness. Let's call that Disney World. And that from the time we're old enough to walk, people start telling us how to get to Disney World. Who's the first one? Our parents. Our parents start trying to teach us how to get to Disney World. Then teachers. Teachers start telling us, this is how you get to Disney World. Do this, do that. Then, if you're lucky enough to go to college, you have professors telling you. And what are they called? Counselors telling you, this is how you become successful. This is how you get to Disney World. Then you graduate, you get a job, and then coworkers and bosses start telling you how to get to Disney World. Well, what will happen is one of two things will wake you up to what they've all been telling you. If you're lucky, like I was, you'll have a thing called a financial catastrophe. This is where your company comes in and cuts your pay. That's what happened to me. Or they fire you, or they downsize you, whatever you want to call it. You lose your job. And you realize at that point that you're solely dependent, like a little kid, on that job for your livelihood. And that when it goes away, or when the income from it decreases, it hammers you. And that wakes you up and makes you start rethinking the map that you're on. Other people are not as lucky as I was. They have to wait till midlife. They have their little midlife crisis at 35. They wake up on their 35th birthday and they go, whoa, wait a second. 2 times 35 is 70. Man, I'm halfway there and I'm nowhere near what? Disney World. They're nowhere near Disney World. Well, what Covey warns is that what people do at this juncture is they internalize it and they blame themselves. They say things like, I don't work hard enough, so they'll go get a second job, or they'll go, like I did, I went from 40 hours a week to 60 hours a week. Other people will say to themselves, I'm not smart enough. That's why I'm not getting to Disney World. So they will go get another degree or a master's degree. Other people will say they're not motivated enough. They got the wrong attitude. And they'll go take courses and motivational courses or attitude courses. Here's the problem, Covey warns. All those things can possibly do, working harder, working smarter, being more motivated, all those things can possibly do is get you to the wrong place faster, because the problem is not with you. The problem is with the map. Guess where the people who taught you how to get to Disney World have never been? Think deeply about it. They've never been to Disney World. Yet they're telling you how to get there. This is one of the most ridiculous situations in America today. The average financial planner in the United States makes $65,000 a year. And Americans in droves are going to them and saying, will you teach me how to retire? Let me share with you what they're really saying. Hey, I know you can't do it for yourself. You can't retire. You only make 65 grand a year. But I want you to teach me how to retire. Does that make any sense at all? Makes no sense at all. The gist of this is you have to have someone in Disney World on your team if you're ever going to make it to Disney World. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open for just about 15 more minutes. So if you've got a question, you need to call me now. So we do have a little bit of time to discuss it. It's 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. Now, what I've done, if I've done this effectively, and since I'm using Stephen Covey's work, and I think I know it pretty well, you should understand how important it is to have the right map, to have an effective map. Because doing more, doing it better, doing more of the wrong thing is not going to change your life. You have to be on the right map, on the effective map. And that leads up to this point. Who on your team is in Disney World? Who is it? Who's teaching you how to get to Disney World? For most of you, the answer is nobody. So I guess you just think you're smarter than everybody else. You're going to figure it out on your own. You're going to trial and error it through life, and eventually you'll get there. Is that what you think? Sorry, but that's a rare, rare bird. Rare, rare bird. And I'm not putting you down or asking you to think less of yourself, but you need to be humble. You need to get out there, get educated, and get somebody on your team that's in Disney World. We'll talk about how Lifestyles Unlimited works in just a second. We've got a caller from Dallas now. Jeff, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine. First time caller, just caught your show and had a question. I've inherited a house and 10 acres of land in South Texas. Not needed it with my job and everything that I do, but it's a very nice gesture for my parents, and I greatly appreciate it. But I'm actually looking at selling the house. I had it rented for a while, but what I wanted to ask you, if I have 10 acres, I could subdivide the 2 acres. The land and have two separate lots and build a house. What's your take on investment on building a home for rental property versus buying one?
The challenge comes in the costs. The costs to build a house are way, way, way above what you can buy an existing house for. So your cash on cash rate of return is going to be much lower on new construction than it will be on existing construction. So, but that's not to discourage you and say absolutely no way would I do it. But 10 acres? Man, can you not divide that into 5 2-acre lots, build five houses?
No, they're restricted.
Are they?
They're restricted by land.
Yeah.
Because it's a well. You can only have three acres.
I see. Yeah, I would be more inclined, Jeff, to sell the whole thing and take all of the money and go put it into rental real estate. And where do you live in Dallas? I'd move the money to Dallas and get your standard little 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage rental house that is $150,000 or thereabouts that you can buy for $120,000 all in. And I'd much rather see you do that. How much is the 10 acres and the house worth?
It's about $750,000.
Good Lord. You could sell that thing and go buy a doggone apartment complex and retire.
That is a huge
amount of money.
It's a 4,200 square foot home and sitting on beautiful hill country land. And it's you know, beautiful place that you'd want to stay, but unfortunately it's not in my future. And I had it rented out for a while, and then the renter moved out, and then I'm back, you know, 6-hour drive trying to take care of a piece of property, and but I still had to deal with the land on getting it kept up, and that's getting to be more of a burden challenge. It's a good problem to have. I'm not.
Yeah, I get that, but yeah, you're discovering it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Who cares if you have a $750,000 asset if it ruins your life or messes up your life? No, I would definitely sell, and I would take it and buy either part of a large apartment complex or all of a small apartment complex, because if you take just a 10% rate of return, that's 75 grand a year. At 20%, that's 150 grand a year for the rest of your life. That's life-changing money, Jeff.
Well, all right, you could maybe offline tell me.
Yeah. Actually, why don't you hold on and let's talk on the air after the break a little bit more. Hold on, please. All right, we'll be back after the break. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that every dollar you put in a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We're on the air with Jeff in Dallas, who's got an incredible opportunity based on some inheritance. And I was kind of pushing him towards apartment complexes because, Jeff, anybody with really over $70,000 should be looking at apartment complexes. And you're 10 times that. So my only... Let me tell you the last, and this was a completely passive deal. I simply put $100,000, gave $100,000 to an investor, a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he bought a 200-300-unit apartment complex. I got a 15% rate of return, cash on cash, but at the end of 2 years, I got my $100,000 back, and I still own my portion of the apartment complex. So I'm still making that $15,000 a year, but my $100,000 is back in my pocket, which I, of course, bought another apartment with that. That's a thing called the value play. And we offer a free introductory workshop, Jeff, that goes over that value play. Well, the free workshop goes over single family investing and multifamily investing. And that would be your next step, Jeff, is to attend that free workshop.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity. I guess I just didn't. I've done houses before and I flipped homes on my own, but doing apartments I've never done. I didn't know where to even go to look for apartment acquisitions or investments.
Yeah, we mentor on that all day long. In fact, our students have won city, state, and national awards for their apartment complexes 10 of the last 10 years. And we only started competing 10 years ago. We've been here 25 years.
Well, so Steve, go to Life. I don't know. Lifetime. Go to what? Lifetime?
Lifestyles Unlimited is our company.
Okay.
And go to Lifestyles. That's all right. It's lifestylesunlimited.com. Lifestylesunlimited.com. And then click on the free introductory workshop and go to our office in Dallas.
Fantastic. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Congratulations, by the way. You're on the way. No doubt. Take care. Yeah, that is crazy. You know, and I'm just fantasizing right now, but boy, I wish when I was 27, instead of getting my pay cut, I had inherited $750,000 worth of real estate. Man, where I would be now, I have no idea. But it would be substantially different since I started with bad credit and no money at 27. Imagine starting with $750,000. That's just incredible. So good luck, Jeff. Okay, phone lines are open just a couple more minutes. 877-711-5211. Let's go over a couple of takeaways from today's show since we just got a couple more minutes. The first takeaway is recognize and ask, well, I guess you got to ask this question. If you keep doing what you're doing, will you ever get in the financial position that you want to be in? Or is it obvious that you have the wrong map? An ineffective map. You've already done it 5 years. Some of you have done it 10 years, 20 years, and you're still not in the financial position you want to be in. Are you really going to do it another 10 or 20 years? Or are you going to change? You got to change. So you've got to recognize that you have an ineffective map. Stop blaming yourself. Now, you do have to take responsibility. Be careful. I'm not giving you a get out of jail free card where you don't take responsibility. It's because, oh, it's not my fault. No, that's not my point. My point is, it's not your fault, but you've heard this radio show today. You can't unhear it. You can't unhear it. You've got to get out there and start getting somebody on your team that's in Disney World. Our sales pitch is we have literally an estimated thousands of members and students who are in Disney World. They're financially independent. You got to get around people like that. You got to get around people like that. Get them on your team and just start imitating them. Start using their map. And I guarantee you, every single one of you can do this. It's not you. It's the doggone map. You've got to get the right map. And use that little Disney World analogy. It's peace, joy, love, wealth, health, happiness. Disney World. You want those things in your life. To get them, you've got to have an effective map. So get out there, get somebody on your team in Disney World, start imitating them, follow the map that is effective, and every one of you can get there. Now, I do want to make sure that all of you have my email. You're welcome to email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It does not matter. It's not, this email is not just for during the show. It's anytime. It's asksteve@luinc.com. Asksteve@luinc.com. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Great rest of your weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.